and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as usual, on a Monday, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. First off, one of our biggest meat processors in the north report a big leap in both turnover and profits. Woodheads of Turriff are a subsidiary of Morrison's Supermarket and say the lift in profits comes from Morrison's decisions to stock only British red meat. That's paying real dividends with sales up on a quarterly basis. Staying with livestock, and it was a good month for dairy farmers, with most dairies pushing raw milk prices upwards. And the whole milk lead table now stands at over 26 pence a litre, with the majority in the 27 to 29 and three quarter pence bracket. Pigs are ever so surely but slowly on the way up again. Spot prices at around 150 pence at the moment, and the last time we saw that mark was back in July. The Greek crisis, which has knocked the euro, means that dreaded imports, though, are 2% cheaper again, and that's the reason why progress upwards is ever so slow. What is also helping our pigmen is the cheaper feed costs, with ex-farm wheat now in the 140s and for the very same eurozone reasons. So if there's a small crumb of comfort, that wheat, which was £200 plus earlier in the year, is giving our intensive livestock producers some help. Meanwhile, the row still goes on over the possibility of cheap, illegally cage-produced eggs finding their way onto the UK market after the 1st of January. Last week, there was a meeting of all member states of the EU to try and broker a deal under the leadership of Health Commissioner John Daly. He insisted that he will not postpone the new welfare standards and ban on caged egg production, but on the other hand, he will not sanction the destruction of millions of illegal eggs. It's a real kick in the teeth for British egg producers who have invested millions in complying with the new standards. The reality will be that some eggs produced illegally by caged birds will come in from the continent, mostly in the form of processed foods, and there'll be no way of telling the difference. A complete disaster is how the British Egg Industry Council described the EU decision. And finally, one small statistic which slipped almost unnoticed through the net this week was, for the first time in what seems like forever, the number of milk producers went up across the UK by 12. Now that's very few compared to the grand total of 11,800, but is it the turn of the tide at last? Only time will tell, I suppose. But with that, that's all from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.